Blog Talk Radio.
Peace and blessings, and welcome to another installment of Speaking Volumes with your host, She Soul. I just want to apologize to everybody, first of all, because I think we missed like the last two shows in November. That was actually the weekend of my birthday, one of the weekends, and another weekend, something else was going on. So here we are in December, cold December, December 4th, and we're back on. And we have a very, very special guest with us tonight, inshallah. All right. First, before I get started, I actually wanted to talk a little bit about some issues that have been going on. I believe that one of my calls is actually on. Najma, if you're on, hit one so I can bring you on the air. I just wanted to kind of shed some light on some of the things that have been happening within our communities, you know, just recently, two situations. Sonic, I'm not.
Yeah, like, I'm sorry, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you. No, I was just saying that recently there have been some issues within my direct circle with the police, and I wanted to kind of, you know, show my support to the people that are being affected and try to promote all of the things that they have going on. So first, I want to talk about Asia Sabor. Now, I may be pronouncing his name incorrectly. I'm not sure of exactly what happened. Najee, you know the exact story, because I actually tried to research it, and I wasn't able to pull up anything.
No, I don't know exactly what happened with that at all.
All right. Okay, well, neither here nor there. The brother had a situation with the police, and he was innocent. Okay, so they're having a anti-police brutality rally tomorrow, which is Sunday, December 5th. It's going to be at the 22nd Police District. That's going to be at 1747 North 17th Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, at 2 o'clock. If you're able to make it, please go out and show your support to the brother and his family, inshallah. And then Najma actually was involved in a situation, which I'm going to let her talk a little bit about and give you some information on how you can support them. Go ahead, Najma.
Okay. Well, basically what happened was me and four members of Team Skitson were shooting a promo video for the Skitson like event for Skitson 2 that was going to happen November 5th. So this happened in October. And it was a random Tuesday night, and we got stopped by the police while we were shooting with a mini handheld, like, video camera. And he told us to basically leave the street, although nobody was on the street. And we started to proceed to leave, and he continued to follow us until he started asking us for ID. So we were like, why are you asking us for ID when we complied with what you wanted and nothing happened? And he continued to ask us. Eventually, he called back up. And there ended up being about almost six police officers surrounding us. And he eventually got our ID and arrested the first two members. And he returned my ID eventually and told me to cross the street, where he proceeded to then arrest the other two members. So all four members were arrested except me. And we speculate, I don't know if it's because I was wearing hijab or something like that. I don't really know, but I did not get arrested, although I was a part of the event. And he ended up arresting everyone, putting them in a police van and bringing them down to the station and charging them with obstructing a highway, fighting, and resisting arrest. So he had a lot of, like, belligerent, saying that they were belligerent, making racial slurs, all kind of stuff. It was, like, really ridiculous. So now the case has went to trial. Well, we said we had a first date, and then now we have a new date. So the new date is not until March of next year. But we've also filed complaints with multiple organizations. We filed complaints with the Internal Affairs Office. We filed multiple complaints to basically get justice heard. And, you know, we're continuing to rally people to support the fact that, you know, this was an injustice by the police department.
Okay, and what we'll do is we'll definitely keep people posted on any future rallies that they can attend. to support these brothers. Again, we know that the cops are here to protect and serve, and how are they protecting and serving if they're, you know, violating innocent people? So it's really time for us to take a stand and let our voice be heard. We don't want to disrespect them by any means, but at the same time, we don't want to be disrespected either. So please support.
Yeah, agree. And one of the things that that one of the poets said, Seth Al-Freaky, which I definitely want to quote, is the fact is that people, you know, don't put an eye to it unless it's like, you know, what should happen until we're shot or murdered or killed. Do you then say, oh, okay, this is something that's serious? So, right. You know, so it's kind of like we don't wait until that point for the injustice to take place. Any small injustice, you fight so that the police know, okay, you know, there has to be a way. Like, who polices the police?
Right. Exactly. Yeah, we're going to say we have to take it back to the Black Panthers day.
Exactly. So it's kind of like that. And so even though these incidences could be big or small or however you gauge it, it's the fact that injustice is going on and the police are here to serve us. And if the people don't speak out, we're not even reminding the police, you know, this is your job and your duty. And, you know, if people don't say anything, they're going to continue. And the bad cops are making it really bad for the good cops. So it's just kind of like, you know, just not being quiet about it and speaking out against the injustice. And that's what we want to continue doing. And if you want to get any more information about it, you could go to Team Skitson's fan page on Facebook. And there's a lot of, you know, updates and stuff that will happen as these things continue to take place. And that's Team Skitson, Skitzin.
Okay, and again, I'm going to just give that information out one more time. If you want to attend the support rally for Brother Askia Sabor, hold on, give me one second. They're having a Stop the Police Brutality rally in Philadelphia tomorrow at 2 o'clock. The address is, it's going to be at the 22nd Police District, 1747 North 17th Street, Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. So please support them, inshallah. Shukran Naj for calling in and sharing that information. I'm going to bring
you
back on.
No problem.
You want to stay on and talk with us a little bit, or you got to go? Because I know you're a busy lady.
No, I'm listening to your show, woman. Definitely.
Okay, well, you know.
I don't necessarily want to talk, but I do want to listen.
Okay, well, I'm going to turn your mic off, and when you're ready to talk, you press 1, okay?
All right, inshallah. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam. All right, so we're going to bring on our feature, Ms. Dayona. Dayona, Aisha, astaghfirullah. I keep calling you Dayona. Aisha.
All right. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, love. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. I have no complaints. Life is good for me, alhamdulillah. How are you?
Alhamdulillah. I'm good, alhamdulillah. You're a busy sister. I just finished listening to your show. So, yeah, very busy sister. So I want to jump right into this interview because I was talking about you to Naj today. And I said, you know, a lot of people don't know that you are such an interesting sister. You're very quiet. But you're so, like, I look at your Facebook page and I see the things that you post, and you're so intelligent, you know, and you carry a lot of power behind you. I want to kind of pick your brain so that people know who you are. Are you ready for that?
Sure. Pick my brain. Let's go. I'm ready.
All right. Okay. So the first thing I want to ask you is about your poetry, of course, because this is a spoken word show. How long have you been writing? I know you only did one open mic. But how long have you been writing? What was your inspiration for writing in the first place?
All right. For me, I've been writing for a really long time. Since I've learned about poetry in school, I've always written poetry to kind of, it's kind of like therapy. It's therapeutic for me, you know. Growing up, a lot of different life experience, you know, a lot of times, you know, I wasn't really the type of person to complain to people about my situation. So when I write poetry, I can complain. I could do whatever I want to do. You know, I could get into whatever I want to get into. And poetry has always helped me express myself. And that's why, to me, my poetry is really personal because it's like all over the place. It's really what's going on in my head. It's really thoughts. Sometimes I write poetry, and people are like, you know, they don't even, they're like, that was a poem, you know? It'll just be like me expressing myself. It'll be me expressing myself. So I don't really care how it turns out. If it rhymes, I'm happy, but it's really just me expressing myself. I would like to think my poetry helps me more than I help other people with it, you know? Just like a window in and a window out, you know?
Okay, so you have a coach. So what, and I think I already know the answer to this question, but for our listeners, what groups are you affiliated with?
I'm certainly affiliated with Teen Skiffin. And again, everything Najma said, I'll be out there showing my support. The whole team is excellent, good people. Definitely, they show love. Beautiful thing. I'm affiliated with them. I'm also affiliated with Peace and Love, the school tours. That I haven't made my official opening with them because a lot of their dates for the school tours kind of conflict with my dates, you know? So I'm definitely affiliated with them. Herman, Janae from Peace and Love, beautiful thing that they have going on. As far as myself personally, I'm in the community, you know? I'm in the community outreach. Everybody knows when they need something. If they don't want people in their business, come to me, and I'll get it in a private way, you know? So I'm thinking about coming up with my own organization because the way I've been doing stuff kind of was, like, through like, the back door. You know, like, people come to me, oh, you know, sister needs this, and I've been, like, getting the message out there. Like, even recently, not too long ago, in the summertime, we had a when the summer first started, we had an overgarment drive where we got together overgarments and people put their orders in what sizes they needed. They were, you know, secondhand garments, someone knew, but for people who were new to the same, who wanted to cover and couldn't afford the garments, you know, we had that going on. We had the homeless, the food drives. A lot of times I've gone down to the Love Park with this group, and they actually give away food to the homeless, and that actually was my motivation behind it. You know, they kind of inspired me. It's all positive energy. When you're around a bunch of positive people, different ideas come up, different stuff rub off. So my actual flea drive, homeless food drive, was a kickoff from them. They kind of inspired me to do my own thing, you know. And that's another thing I want to tell people, stop waiting for a group. Get out there yourself, you know. You don't have to wait until you have a big following. You know, if you want to do something positive, get out there yourself and do it. And at the end of the day, you know, your reward, you know, is with the law, you know?
Sure. And that's, you know, that just brings it full circle to what I just was saying, that, you know, it's important for us to show support to one another. Now, as I mentioned earlier, you just started your own BTR show called Just Listen. And I've listened to your first two shows, and you have a segment called 21 Questions, where you ask your interviewee 21 questions about themselves so that the audience can get a better understanding of that person. That idea, where did that idea come from? Is that something that you just came up with yourself, or...
I want to say the 21 question concept, I came up with myself. I don't know if you noticed, but every time when you're, I couldn't find a name for my radio show. Do you know every time when you have your show at the end, you say, just listen. You say that on
I
your
say
show.
Be inspired, or just listen.
I got the name of my show from you. You kind of inspired me. I said, think of a name. I said, I'm going to call it Just Listen. That came from you. I said, you know what, I was coming up with all kinds of crazy names. And again, like you said, I do believe I am shy. I am a personal, private person. But I do believe I want to start a career like in journalism, like something like that. So I do believe the Blog Talk Radio show is a good way of networking. It's a good way of, you know, getting your message out there, getting in touch with people. You know, I like it. And people like you inspiring me, Amira, a few other people have shows. Najma, like all of you guys kind of inspired me to, you know, wow, you know, let me, I feel they're doing something positive. I want to do something positive, you know? Like the beautiful thing is, like, in this land, we don't have that, oh, she copying, oh, she, you know, she jacking my, you know? Like, no,
right.
We encourage each other, we inspire each other. So definitely what I do is because with people around me, you know, I said, look, I want to do something positive. I could do this, you know. So that's when I came up. I said, I'm going to do the Blog Talk Radio Show, and it's been really excellent. This month, guys, the spotlight is Islamic artists, but next month I really want to go in on the occupation of Palestine. That's going to be the spotlight for next month. So that's going to be like a more serious, you know, this is serious, but that's going to be where I really want everybody to come out and, you know, just shed light on that whole situation. Even myself, I know about it, but I really don't know as much as I should have really what's going on, you know?
Right, right. You're more of a, I'm going to coin this term real quick because I've never heard it, a hip hocker, I would call you, right? You're more so you're into, you know, a lot of Islamic music. Like I was telling Najma, I said, you guys are probably the only people that I know personally right now that actually listen to a lot of the Islamic music.
Yeah, yeah, certainly. I'm going to say, like, before Islam, I've always loved music. I always used it as a way. It always helped me express myself. I would come home from school having a bad day. You know, I'll blast the music, and it makes me feel better. The only difference is the music I was blasting was not having a good effect on me, you know? It wasn't affecting me. You're blasting music. Music gives a message. Music makes a person listening to it go either one or two directions, you know? So if you listen to something, you know, you listen to something about being grown, you know, doing this, doing that, you're going to feel like, oh, I could do this. I could dress up. I want to go to the club. You know, you know what I'm saying? So when I listen to this kind of music, when I listen to the message that these people deliver, it motivates me to be better, to be a better Muslim. And, you know, and whatever works for you, some people, it's not for everybody. You know, like me, I know how to balance that with my studies, with other stuff, you know? So certainly, if you're looking for a positive message and things like that, some inspiration, you know, and especially getting to connect with the youth, you know, because a lot of the youth, they're not going to masjids, they're not coming to classes, but they'll pop on a CD, you know? They'll listen to a CD, they'll come to a poetry show. Oh, poetry is hot right now. But they might not go to the masjid and take from those classes, you know? So
right.
I definitely feel like I'm definitely a fan. I'm a fan. And if I could gain access to tickets to shows, I'm there because I'm definitely a fan. I think I'm no scholar, but from what I know, I've known good from it, you know?
Right.
It's helped me out. It hasn't brought me to be about a negative person, you know? It's helped me. It helps me. So definitely a big fan.
Okay, I wanted to ask you a question actually about the whole hip hop movement, right? Because I was listening to your interview yesterday, and I was listening to Brother Mustafa Abdul Basset, you know, talking about, you know, and this is something that I also feel, you know, a lot of people that are doing it, they're not, you know, there may be more of an ego edge, more, you know, in comparison to a lot of, you know, a lot of people say, oh, we do it for the youth, or, you know what I'm saying, that sincerity. What do you feel about this whole movement? How do you, you know, how do you feel about it?
I certainly do feel like the people who I listen to personally, I think there's sincerity in it, you know? I think they do it because they have a gift with words, you know, and they are, like, some of the people who I listen to, like, a lot of people who I featured on my show this month, they're first-timers for me. I've never really listen to their music. I just, you know, by word of mouth, oh, okay, you know, he does his thing. So I was able to get in touch with their managers and to get in touch with them. And through this beautiful religion, it's easy to work with the Muslims. You got people who are signed with record deals who are humbling themselves, coming on a Blog Talk Radio show, talk to me, you know, just for the sake of the slam, you know? So I really appreciate it. People all over the UK, Canada, they're like, you know what, all right, you know, people even inbox me. My friend said he was going to be on your show. Well, you know, I do this. I'm like, wow. You know, I felt like I couldn't even come to you, but you came to me, you know? So certainly the people who I listen to are all positive. You know, I listen to Amir Suleiman. I listen to Liza Garza. I listen to Mustafa Gilbastard. I listen to Seth Alifriki. You know, the people who I listen to, I haven't experienced any negative or any people who are just doing it for fame or talking a lot of nonsense who are just Muslim, you know? I haven't.
Right.
I can tell you some, but I don't listen to them anymore. You know, kind of was before I actually, you know, got into hip hop. You know, before I was listening to hip hop. Oh, you know, he's just a Muslim that happens to rap. But now,
right,
you know, it was like, okay, you know what I'm saying? It's like, all right, you know, you got a Muslim guy that he just happens to rap. Then you have, like, you know, you have a Muslim, you have rappers who are Muslim. You get what I'm saying? It's like a difference.
I totally had this whole conversation with somebody the other day. Like, yeah, it's definitely, there's definitely a difference. And, you know, it also, I appreciated what the brother was talking about when he spoke of, you know, making sure his CD set a certain standard and that you had to reach a certain bar. Because I feel like at this point, there's a lot of Muslims that's just hopping on the rap thing because, you know, they're Muslim and they can throw a couple of rhymes together. They're not necessarily people that can actually rhyme. You know what I mean? So I appreciated what the brother was saying.
Yeah, and certainly that comes with everything. Like, even before you do everything, what's your goal behind it? You know, why you got to plan stuff. Why are you doing it? Are you doing it for fame? Are you doing it to spread a message, you know? Are you trying to, you know, what are you doing it for? So definitely you'll find people that's just out there doing it because it's hot, it's, you know, it's decent now or whatever. But, yeah, I definitely don't entertain those kind of people. And I haven't come across them, you know? I haven't ran into any. I've ran into them now, so mashallah.
MashaAllah. Yes, and that's, you know what, that's very important that we all must, in everything that we do, not just music or poetry or whatever, in our everyday lives, we should be checking our intentions like 100 times a day before we're doing something and make sure we're doing it for the right reason. So that's in everything. Check your intentions, inshallah. Okay, well, I'm going to get you to spit some poetry for us. Before I get you to spit some poetry, is there anything that you have coming up that you're doing? Because I know you were saying that you usually do, like, food drives and stuff like that. You have anything coming up that somebody, you know, people can get on?
Yeah, certainly you guys will see it coming up soon. I've already collected a lot of stuff for it. We're having a winter coat drive coming up. I had mentioned it really early in the winter time. I mean, before winter, just to get people familiar with it. But we have a winter coat drive coming up. It'll probably be, like, definitely, before we get snow, it'll definitely be sometime this month. I don't have an exact date, but you could donate coats, all different sizes. If you need a coat, you could contact me with your size. You say you need coats for your children, you know, things like that. If you need accessories, scarves, hat, gloves, everything, because we want to definitely be able to come to each other first, and we want to give dawah. You know, even like say, you know, your aunt, she don't have a coat, but she's not moving. We ain't giving her no coat. No, you know, like, you know, she get a coat.
Yeah, we don't
yeah, you know, we want to give that one. Like, just yesterday, like, my mother, you know, inshallah, she takes the Shahada, but she told me, I'm the only Muslim out of all of her children. She told me how, you know, how my manners are the best, you know, like how, you know, she said she knows it's because of Islam, because she know how I was before it. So I told her anything good about me is from Islam. And I want to be able to give dawah through my actions, through my character, and how I am, you know? And
I didn't even think about that. You want to share your Shahada story real quick with us?
All right, yeah, sure. I do. I want to share my Shahada story. All right, let me think how this went. my grandmom passed away. My grandmom had passed away. My best friend had got shot and got killed. And I wanted to, I knew I was Christian by name, so I wanted to become a better Christian. That was my first intention. I wanted to become a better Christian, but I didn't know a thing about Christianity. So as I was reading about Christianity, reading the Bible, reading stuff, I was seeing, like, wow, this is what they believe, or wow, you know, it wasn't making sense. I was coming to my pastor, showing him stuff that wasn't adding up, and he would say, you know what, Diana, that's why you got to have faith. When it don't make sense, you just got to have faith. You just have to believe it. So I'm like, why, you know, why should I believe something that don't make sense to me? He just said, you know, had me thinking something was wrong with my faith, you know? So after Christianity, I flirted into different sects of Christianity as far as Jehovah's Witness, as far as Mormon, as far as Catholic, you know, I flirted with different things, but nothing was really making sense to me. And, like, alhamdulillah, like, Christianity is not the only religion out there, because if it was, I would have been an atheist, because there, I see it did not match. It didn't match anything that I felt within, you know, it didn't match anything. And, you know, I don't want to bash it, you know, but it didn't match with my own personal feelings. So this was, like, all around, like, 9/11 backlash time, and I didn't really look at Islam. Islam was the very last thing I looked at. I went to Judaism. I went into Rastafarian, Hinduism, Buddhism. You know, I went into all these different faiths.
Wow, you went in, girl.
Every year, I'm telling you, let me tell you, I was rolling with the Jamaicans. I was thinking I was Jamaican. I had picked up an accent one summer. I was all over the place. Really, I was trying, I was doing some soul searching, so it definitely came from searching. With every religion, I found like one or two good things, but in whole, incomplete, it wasn't complete, you know? You could take this and that from this one, this and that from this one, but they didn't have everything that was complete. So the last thing I looked into was Islam, because everybody who I knew was Muslim, they were not practicing it right. So I already had a bad taste in my mouth. And, you know, I already, the whole polygamy thing, you know, of course that's something that doesn't sit right with you first, but that's only a small part of Islam, you know? So
right.
When I started looking into Islam, you know, everything I read about it, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah, everything I read about it was complete. Everything touched me, and I was like, wow. This religion is the truth. But I was scared because I'm like, I'm popular in high school. People like me at my job. I come in there Muslim. You know, this is back right now. They might not like me. You know, so, like,
yeah.
I was kind of nervous. Like, everybody always loved me. I said, if I become Muslim, how are people going to treat me? So the strange thing is I became Muslim, like, a few weeks before Halloween. So when I came down, first I was Muslim, I concealed it with myself. I was Muslim. You know, I took my shahada. I was Muslim for maybe, like, 3 months before I started covering. I came down first. My mom's like, Halloween isn't today. You know, she's like, what's going on? Why are you dressed like a Muslim? So I was I'm Muslim now, Mom. I took my shahada. I'm Muslim now. So, of course, I had to make my mom clear because she knew, like, different sects of Islam. She didn't really know, you know, Orthodox Islam. So she, you know, I had to make myself clear what I believed and everything. And she just was like, everybody thought it was just going to fade because, you know, like I said, I flirted with other religions 3 months, this religion, a couple months. So they thought, oh, she's just going through a little phase. But I started getting more sincere about it, more serious about it, going to classes, memorizing Quran, you know, becoming very high in faith and, you know, defending Muslims and learning about it. That's the best thing you could do because in Philadelphia, where I'm from, we have some people who are Muslim, but they don't know a thing about Islam, you know? They kind of like how the Christians are who are Christian by name. You know, they just wear kimars, salam alaikum, I don't eat pork. They really don't know about Islam. So that's why I tell everybody to do it. It's upon you to study the religion. So you could give that away. You could, you know, you don't want someone that's non-Muslim telling you more about your religion. You know, Christians, Jews, everybody could say, you ain't supposed to do this, you ain't supposed to do that. And half the time it's funny because these people don't even know they're not supposed to do it. Like, all they know is, you know, my mom was Muslim. My
yeah, they will
mom,
definitely try to educate
husband.
You on your own religion. They will.
Yeah, and you know what?
Yeah.
And the sad thing about it is, what if you practice even their religion, half the stuff, that's why their religion really didn't make any sense to me. The people, the Christians I was around is what I'm going to say. The ones I was around, it's like, why are you doing stuff that's clearly not supposed to be done in your book? And how come you approve this half of the book, the New Testament, but you don't do what they say to do in the Old Testament? Like, you know, like people change. God don't change. His rules don't change. So why y'all, you know, so a lot of things that just didn't sit right with me. And like, alhamdulillah, like I've had so many people come to Islam by way of me. And I hope, I pray that Allah rewards me for it. You know, I have a lot of people who say, and because people tell me, like, I have something with me that I'm approachable, that draws people to me, you know, and that's a gift. It's from Allah, and I hope, I pray, inshallah, that I could use it for something positive, you know?
Inshallah, I can definitely attest to that. You are a beautiful spirit, beautiful sister with the chubbiest cheeks I ever seen that I always want to pinch when I see you. So you're a beautiful sister. Inshallah, before you perform, we do have a caller on. I want to get this caller on. Caller 215, you're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, fine.
Wow, this is Brother Will Little. I put a call in earlier today, so can you hear me today?
Yes, we can hear you, brother.
Okay. I'm going to apologize for not calling in because I didn't get the right or the correct number. To call it. I just came on your page and I seen this this number and I called in and I called the conversation. But I kind of missed most of the things you were talking about on Islam, or I guess I don't know, Nishahadas or the fault finders you were talking about, other religions. that look at Islam and see that Muslims aren't really practicing, I guess, the way they perceive Islam to be or practice. Am I correct?
Were you talking to her or me?
I'm sorry,
I can't really hear you like that. So if you don't mind, could you just say what you're saying again, because I couldn't really hear you.
No, I was calling in, baby. I called in the first time and apologized for not calling in because I couldn't find the correct number to call in. And I just found this number on your page. So I called you, I got through, and I heard y'all conversation talking about Islam or the practice of Islam for like Muslims or new Muslims or maybe the fault finders in religion. They try to look at Islam and stereotype or either like put Muslims down because of their lack of practice. And so I wasn't really caught. I didn't catch everything. I just caught that little like 3 minutes of it.
Oh, yes. Well, okay. Well, you're calling into this Speaking Volumes, and I'm the host, She's Soul. I'm happy that you called in. I was just asking her about how she became Muslim, and she was explaining to us how she became Muslim. Do you have any thoughts that you want to share with us?
I'm just trying to go on a topic, but you asked her about how she became Muslim, so I was trying to catch something which I was saying. I thought it was mainly just talking about Muslims in general.
Okay.
Thank you.
All right, your coffee is cold, brother. Sorry.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay, we're going to take our next caller 443. Listen, guys, also, you guys know we do the open mic after our feature performs, so if you're going to get on the open mic, please remember to press 1 so that you can get on the open mic. Right now, we're just going to finish taking questions for the feature, and then we're going to have her perform, and then we're going to open up the open mic, inshallah. Caller 443, you're on the air. Caller 443-500, you're on the
Hello?
Air. Yes.
Oh, assalamu alaikum. I didn't realize that was me. I'm sorry.
Like.
I actually had a poem I wanted to read, so I guess I would go after the feature.
Oh, okay. Yes. Please hold on so you can read after the feature is done, okay, inshallah. Hold on 1 second, sir. Okay, so, Aisha, that's our cue. We're going to get you to do your performance. We're going to get 2 poems from you, and then we're going to open up the open mic, inshallah.
All right, and I just want to say this is something that I just wrote. This is brand new to me. I haven't memorized it. I'm not good with the open mic, so bear with me. And inshallah, you guys will get the message. These are 2 new pieces. People show me a lot of love for them. They appreciate the message in them. So hopefully you can hear the message, and I don't, because I'm not used to the open mic. I'm more of a writer than a open mic performer, but, you know, I got to go. Hopefully this will get me more prepared for open mic. I want to get there, but I'm not there yet. This poem I wrote is called Sisterhood. Okay. She's my sister, even though we come from different parents, different backgrounds, different walks in life, different cultures, different nations, different races, different places. We are different faces. But we hold one similarity that can break through, different languages, different dress codes, different complexions, different connections, different directions, and different objections have you forming different perspectives on this world's deceptions. It makes me love her and miss her even though we hardly speak. When I see my little sister on the corner, I hold her hand and help her cross the street. When our big sister has bags, I help lift the load off her feet. I mean, we're siblings, so sometimes we compete. But we always play fair because sisters never cheat. We will win together, strive together, live together, try together, because we were selected to be honored and respected, to share this bond that can linger to the next lifetime. I love you. I adore you. If you visited me for a year, I swear I want more of you. Your pain brings me agony. Your hurt upsets me. When you're happy, I'm delighted. When I see you, I get excited. I want to hug you and hold you, teach you and mold you, if only I was bold enough to. But see, I'm quite scared of rejection. See, this is an invitation for reflection. Next time you see me, embrace me with open arms or a warm smile that can melt the coldest of wintry days. I mean, small talk can really go a long way. When I give you salams, don't look the other way. We don't have to be afraid, only scared to disobey the Creator. The Creator, He made me. He made you more beloved to me than those who share my own DNA. I mean everything I say, and I hope my words reach your heart and never fade away. I'm here to stay. The prophet showed us the way, so let's follow his path, keeping us safe from Allah's wrath. We let so much time pass, so many signals misunderstood, so many ifs, ands, wish, buts, and woulds. Let's help each other in enjoying the good and reclaim our sisterhood. So that was the piece, Sisterhood, that I wrote. If I could give like a little talk about the poem, just a few words. I was inspired to kind of write this I was inspired to write this because I travel a lot, you know, like back and forth from work. And a lot of times us as Muslims, we might see someone from a different culture. Oh, she's not going to salam me. You know, they don't give the salams back. Or we might see someone in full niqab. Oh, no, you know, they don't. You know, we don't open that door. We already put a blockage up, you know, a barricade up. So for me, even I do it sometimes. You know, I'll be on the bus the whole ride with the sister and talk to every camper that walk by and ain't say nothing to her, you know, because I'm afraid that she might not talk back to me or something, you know. So definitely, right. I think to certainly get our sisterhood, get it together, we should, like I said, you guys are certainly a Muslim sister. I have 7 blood sisters. None of them are Muslim. Before I need to do anything for them, my sister in Islam would come to me and I would do it for her first. So definitely, that's how Allah has put this bond between us, this relationship between us, and we got to use it. We can't be afraid. And don't take it for granted. People take the sisterhood for granted. Some people come to me, they know I'm nice. They be like, oh, I like those earrings. I be like, oh, man, let me take them off.
Somebody tell you they like something, you're supposed to give it up.
I be like, whoa, she played the sisterhood card. They like, yeah, you sure, right?
Hold on. Let me stop you for 1 second. Anybody who wants to get on the open mic, please press 1 now, because I'm trying to kind of gauge if we're going to have time for you to do another poem, Aisha. Anybody who wants to get on the open mic, please press 1 now so that we can get you on, inshallah. Go ahead, continue, sis.
All right, this is the next poem that I wrote. It's called Impatient. Recently, I'm engaged. Inshallah, I found somebody after being very patient. A lot of people aren't patient when it comes to marriage. They're not patient. They wonder why they get in crazy situations or, you know, they rush into it. They don't really do research. So this poem, Impatient, is kind of dedicated to that whole situation there. And again, this is my first time performing.
Okay, we got 2 minutes, love. Well, we're down to 1 minute.
All right. All right, this one is a quick one. Let me go. All right, I don't trust, I take chances. How many women get caught up in life's romances? Men making advances, giving warm glances, caught up in the finesse, forgot about finances. Now look at the circumstance before you get caught in a trance. Do your research, asking around won't get you hurt. My girlfriend knows. She divorced him because he cheated on her twice. Heard he likes to gamble, he's good with the dice. They ain't have a legit job since Mike was white. Besides his money being tight, his future don't seem so bright. Never finished high school, dropped out in the 9th. Plus, he's a firecracker kind of known to ignite. Just came home in 99 after serving 5 years. Beat his baby mama up while his son washed in tears. So this is the kind of stuff we ought to fear. Getting married is like starting a new career. The man you choose is bound to be your mayor. And if you ride with him, it won't be an easy gear. Send me your ear, I'm being quite sincere. Hope my point is made clear. Don't sell out like a cashier. Slow down, you have time. Love is not an auctioneer. The one you want to hold there is closer than there. Just give him some time and let him make his way here. And that's it. Thank you so much for having
beautiful.
Me on your show.
Surprise for being on at the last minute. Last minute, because I've been so super busy, you know, and I didn't want to cancel another show. So, alhamdulillah, Shukran, for doing this. I love you, sis. You're a beautiful sister. I wish you much success. Inshallah, Allah is going to make you a very successful sister. And keep doing the show. The show is excellent. It's excellent, by the way. So I will be listening. And please listen to Aisha. You have a show tomorrow, right?
Yes, tomorrow night I have iPoet from the UK. He's going to feature. It's going to be tomorrow about 7:30, maybe 8 o'clock. So, inshallah, guys, tune in. The brother's calling all the way in from the UK. Excellent, brother. Excellent poetry. Make sure you guys feature for that, calling for that one.
Okay, inshallah, I'm going to share the link on my page. So, anyone that's on my page, just go to the link and you can listen tomorrow to her show that is called Just Listen. All right, baby girl, I'm going to talk to you later, inshallah. Have a good night.
You too. Thank you so much.
Okay, guys, so we're going to open up the open mic. I'm going to open up right now because we have about 19 minutes of the show left. I'm going to open the open mic right now, and the first open mic is going to be 443-500. You're on the air.
Okay, so this is called What Am I Doing? Bad Choices, because the voices said there was more an encore to the score, but one step forward, three steps back. They attack my ego like being black in the 60s, 70s, 80s, and 90s. Man, who am I kidding? Jerusalem's children have always been forbidden, smitten with the highest love, like on a drug. When pen meets pad, I don't want to be a drag. But this current situation, not replacing the old fast enough for me. I want my glory, tired of listening to other people's stories. I want success for me, now, presently, because I can do it, not really anything to it, but time, when is it going to be mine? And that's the end.
Oh, mashallah. Who are we speaking with?
Amatula Mustafa.
Amatula?
Yeah.
Amatula, what did you say your last name was?
Amatula Mustafa.
Amatula, how are you just going to call in and not say who you are? Before, I haven't spoken to you in forever, girl. I talked to you on Facebook, but I haven't spoken to you in such a long time. I didn't even know that was you. I'm sitting here like, I'm wondering who this is from 443. That was excellent, love. What's going on?
Oh, nothing.
I know you do open mic things now. Huh?
Yes. But I said I did, but it was more for music, and I don't really perform my stuff. But I saw that yours was on now, so I figured I'd call in and perform something.
Oh, that's cool. That's pretty cool. Well, definitely plug what you do. Please tell the people where they can find you and, you know, what you do. I know you do shows in Maryland. You know, give some information.
Well, I did an I Stump on Poverty open mic. And it was to benefit homeless shelters. We collected canned goods and things like that and just displayed local talent. It was just a local competition. But where we did it at, they closed down due to the recession or whatever's going on. So I actually just relocated. So I'll keep you posted on what's to come in the future.
Okay, definitely. And I'll be sure to share it on my page, inshallah. Give your family my salams. Definitely give your Umi a big kiss for me. I'm so happy you called in. I'll talk to you later, inshallah.
Hi. Assalamu alaikum.
Waalaikum salam. Okay. We're going to take our next open micer. Everybody, if you want to call into the open mic, again, the number is 818-369-0355, and I'm saying again, like I gave you guys that number before. Y'all know I'm nutty right now. It's late. So, again, the number is 818-369-0355. So call in, press 1 so you can get on the open mic. Our next open micer is going to be 215. You're on the air.
Hello?
Yes, you're on the air.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm good, alhamdulillah. Who are we speaking with?
You're speaking with Janae Ayana.
Oh, yes. Finally. We get her on. I mean, I was supposed to go see you at 4 Fridays. Come on. You're a hard person to catch up to.
I'll be busy. I'll be gone. It's crazy.
I see. So we finally get to hear the masterpieces from Jhené Aiyana.
Yeah. I wouldn't call her all that, but I'm actually going to say something I did on Poetic Mike, something they kind of roared the crowd. I'm going to spit
on
that.
Okay, well, you better spit. I want you to spit, too.
All right, so this piece is called Cold Wife. I don't know if you remember this one, but you remember this one?
I know. I think I was upstairs when you were performing this one, but let me do a quick shameless plug real quick. Polygyny Show Part 2 on December 18th, so make sure y'all call in. All right, go ahead. All
right, it's called Cold Wife. All right, here you go. I used to live life to please me, but lately my energy has been drained. I'm stained of the filth I witnessed. Pretty little mistress, she can't stop because now she's stuck, but she woke up. She started to pay attention when disaster struck. She's the one who ran to and wife once, three, or four wasn't trying to suck all the air out of my lungs, force the tears from my eyes. He always had a way to flip it, so I'd apologize. Because I was a different one, the one that held nothing back. He wasn't obedient with the utmost respect. It was my number. I was his number two. Somehow in my head, I didn't think the number rank would separate us two. I didn't have a night. I had a portion of the day. All the rest of my days, my maiden nation wished me away. So basically, we only had each other. I was his primary at all times. My pillow didn't console my silent cries. A place where I was his soulmate, his key to paradise, and not just known as one of his co-wives. And that's it.
Okay. Okay. So we're ready for the second one.
You want me to spit another one?
Uh-huh.
I mean, you'll call me and put me on the spot.
Well, right, listen, this is what happens when it takes you forever to call into this show. When we finally get you on, we don't want you off.
And I would have put something with that one. I don't mean to commit nobody because I know people in that situation, but that was just my feeling towards it when I was in that situation or whatever. You know, that's how I felt. But, you know, I like feedback, so if anybody want to kind of take me on that, you know, you can hit me up. But this is my next one. It's called... I just tell you how it is, you know. But this next one is called Back to Happy. There used to be days when music made me smile, and there were scenes that the music is just drowning out my pain. There were days when all I wanted was to be held. Now, making love has gone from love to sex, so are we done yet? All I want is happy back. No false facade, presentations, truth. I had these days when air is all I need, but lately them days been far in between. In the material world, why not play dress up, pulling your fancy clothes and makeup? Only to let the mascara stain your pillow as you cry at night. God calling my name, I feel a tingle in my veins. As the belt loosens, I feel the juice flowing, flowing, flowing. I'm on cloud nine. Is this what happy feels like? I'm back to planet Earth, back to the BS and the nonsense. I miss the days where I had the control over my body, my time, my emotions. When life was jokes and jump ropes, lipsticks and penny candies. Then with money, sex, drugs, soup. I think she's my baby daddy. When the stuff was all the phase, I just want those days I used to call happy.
Okay, so go ahead, explain that one.
Let me see. That one was definitely a little personal. It was targeted somebody that was near and dear to me. They used alcohol as a substance to kind of block everything, and instead of seeing truthfully what was going on and trying to get their life back, they just used the alcohol to numb themselves. And you know, when they came down and came to Earth, it was still there. So it didn't go anywhere. It was just going for that second that you were happy, but it wasn't real happy. So
yeah, and it's like that. I'm definitely like that sometimes.
All right,
yeah. Anywhere you're gonna be performing? I know you're a part of Poetry in Motion. Anything that you guys have coming up?
I'm Peace and Love. Peace and Love.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry. I always confuse the two. I'm sorry.
I mean, much love the Poetry in Motion, but I'm Peace and Love. I support Will in Hollywood, 100%. Yeah.
Okay,
Peace and Love is doing very well. We have a lot of new members. Deanna is a new member. I have yet to break her out of her shell, but she will be at the upcoming show. I'm also the team skits in, so I'm affiliated with them also. Peace and love. We have shows coming up. We had the search and activity
show
we did. We have a little tour at Franklin, and it's, you know, we go towards nonviolence, and we have like a big show. I'm trying to get all the poets to come out, and we have like 20 poets, so it's gonna be like a big like blowout end of the year show. So, you know, like any poets want to come through or whatever and slide through, just contact me. But yeah, that's December 22nd. And we're using the morning time, so it's going to be a morning.
Okay, all right. Any name dropping? Like, who's going to be on the roster?
Seth's going to be there. I'm trying to think Hollywood, Dosage. Yeah, Dosage. Let me see who else. Maybe Jamal Joyner.
Say their full names. Everybody probably doesn't know who you're talking about.
Oh, Hollywood, Raheem Lamar, Jamal Joyner, Steph Alafriki, Timothy Tyrone, one of Reese Bolt, Brittany Reese Bolt, she's very good. Deanna, Aisha, got it first. Do you mean?
Yes, I know.
We have people coming out.
He's going to
come out.
Right.
Me, I'm performing. So,
okay.
You know.
Yes, yeah. That's going to be a good show. Where can they get tickets?
It's not actually tickets. It's just a performance, and it's like you want to ever see what Peace and Love does. You're welcome to come out and see what we do and like roll with us for a day and just kind of like shadow us, or even if you want to perform, you just get with me and like hook up, we just hook something up and you can come out and perform with us if you like. You know, we're always wanting new members, like we're like a big family. So you know, if you want to come on board and do something, you know, that's good for the community, come on out and join us.
Okay. And you said this is going to be at Franklin. What's the address, the street address by any chance?
I don't know the address, but like if you wanna come, I would like tell them to come by, stop by me first, so I know who's all coming, so I could just know and have like the list or whatever. But yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe I want to share it on my page for those people that may want to show up.
Okay.
I'll share it.
Or y'all can hit me up at Janae Ayana. I'm on Facebook, Janae Ayana, AYANNA, inbox me, you know, whatever, and I'll be the information.
Okay. All right, yep. Shakran, thanks for coming through and you know, giving us that poetry finally. I appreciate it. I appreciate you for listening, Mama. I'll talk to you later, inshallah.
Assalamualaikum.
Waalaikum salam, rahmatullah. All right, I see we have another open micer caller, 718, you're on the air.
Okay, assalamu alaikum. I wasn't calling for open mic, but I was trying to get information about that event because I didn't hear the date that event was going to happen.
I think it was December 22nd, I believe she said. Yeah, you know Janae, so you can just hit her up, okay?
Yeah, I didn't want her to say it on the air since y'all talked about this great event and nobody said the date or anything.
Was it December 22nd? She did say the date. I just don't remember. I think it was
22nd.
22nd.
Okay.
Yeah,
cool. Great.
Just published this. So I know. Gosh, man. Najma 53.
Why you have to say my name? How you know it's me?
Because I want everybody to know who you are. And listen, go away, Najma 53, okay?
Thank you.
No, I'll call you later, inshallah. You don't want to share the store?
Do I want to share poetry?
Yeah.
If somebody else is going, then I'll let them go. If there's time, I'll go after that.
Well, you have time now.
Oh, gosh. I'm not ready now, so...
All right, never mind. We'll get you on the next show, inshallah.
Thank you. That would be great. I'll see you on the next one.
You are so funny. All right, go back to work, working girl. Waalaikum.
All right. Waalaikum salam to us.
Okay. All right. So if there's any other open mic, because we have about 5 minutes left in the show. If anybody else wants to get on the open mic, press 1.
If not, I'm going to get ready to close out the show, and I'm just going to remind you guys of what I spoke about in the beginning of the show and supporting one another. I had mentioned before that there's actually going to be a rally tomorrow at 2 o'clock in Philadelphia. It's the Stop the Police Brutality rally, and it's I believe that they're holding it for Brother Askia Sabor. The rally is going to be at 1747 North 17th Street in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania. That's going to be at the 22nd Police District, again at 2 o'clock on December 5th. So please go out and support that. And just remember to keep supporting one another. We, you know, it's very important for us to support one another. I want to remind you all that our next show will be on December 18th. That show will be the Polygyny Part 2. So be sure to tune in for that. And I'm going to go ahead and get ready to close this show out since I don't see any more open micers. I appreciate all of you for listening, all of you that are online, chatting in the chat rooms and listening online. I appreciate all of you so much. And I just want to thank you all for bearing with me tonight because I've been having a crazy couple of months. So I definitely want to thank you for sharing tonight with me and staying up with me and talking to everybody. I want to thank Aisha again for coming through. Please listen to her show, Just Listen, which will be on tomorrow. I'll share the link on my page. Please support my girl, Najma53. Her show comes on Wednesday. It's called Spotlight. I believe it comes on at 7:30. I usually share that link. Support my girl, Hujra Wahaj. Her show comes on Saturdays at 5:30, I believe. I usually share her link on my page, too. So it's a lot of sisters out there and brothers that are doing positive things. So please support all the Muslims. You know, we need each other. So with that said, I'm going to bid you all good night. Inshallah, I pray that you have a blessed night. And shukran again for listening. As-salamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.